This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So please pay attention. You are exceptional Americans. Welcome aboard. It is, I guess they're struggling in Europe. How's that Agenda 21 working out for you in Europe? Mr. Macron? He's absented himself from the nation, I guess. He's gone. This is the way it is in France when people like get really ticked. they just take it to the streets. And now we're not promoting that. We don't think that here in this country we have ways of solving those kind of problems. But my gosh, you know, overtaxation, overregulation, no representation whatsoever for real Frenchman. Did I say the word rural? Does that come down to New California? The discussion about rural versus urban in New California? You know, listen, it's exactly the same in California. Welcome to the left coast. For those of you that have been wondering about, you know, really, I can't say it any cleaner than what we're seeing it right now on TV and every place else about France, is that this is the suffering of Agenda 21. United Nations plan for the global population decontrol. Yeah, I said decontrol, you know, because they want you to decrease our numbers of human beings on the planet, and they want you to help along with that. So I don't know, voluntary extermination. I don't know. I guess that's probably what they want you to do, right? Those that have the power, those that have the money and influence and so on. That's what they think. But you know what? It's kind of interesting in France is that they aren't going to take it anymore. They've donned their yellow vest. And by the way, I have one on myself right now in tribute and in solidarity with the French people. You see, New California is the same struggle as what's going on in France right now. The rural versus the urban. The rural people say, wait a minute, we want representation. And of course, here in the United States, we had this wonderful decision called Reynolds versus Sims, which deballed the states from representation and allowed representatives and representation only to be concentrated in the most populous areas. Sort of a sleight of hand for populations. And, you know, so senators basically are valueless in California, as they are in all other states. They've become another member of your House of Representatives or your Assembly, whatever you want to call them, whatever state is. You know, in California, we have an Assembly, which is our variety of a House of Representatives. And now we have more senators that are represented by population and not by area. You see, that's the Reynolds versus Sims things. And, of course, what it did is it did away with representative government, a Republican form of government. It diminished it. It devalued it. It said goodbye. Nyet, nine, nada. That's what happened. So, to make a long story short, the French, feeling the ill effects of Mr. Macron and his policies, you know, he was elected, you know, by a large majority here just recently, and he felt empowered that he can do whatever he wanted to do to the French people, and so he accepted it as a mandate against carbon. You know, the essence of sustainability, the evil carbon, the big C word to the sustainable folks, who don't even know what carbon is, by the way. That's why I say, you know, this is that teachable moment for everybody where I always talk about, you know, do we know what carbon is? Do we know the importance of that element? Oh, did I say, do we know what the element carbon is? I always like to ask that question. I used to ask that question to my students, and, you know, you give the answer with the question, and they're kind of like, wow, what is that element carbon? Of course, it is an element. But I would love to have Obama in my biology or chemistry class, or Jerry Brown, or Macron, or any of these other global, or Al Gore, there you go, Al Gore, and have him just sort of, hey, you know, you're the big carbon master, what is carbon? Tell us from element to dioxides and all this other stuff, how organic chemistry, explain it, the connect the dot there for me, Mr. Gore. Mr. Agenda 21, oh, Agenda 2030, or the 2030 Agenda. Yeah, explain it to me. And, of course, they would not be able to because they're stupid. They're stupid. They don't have a brain in their head scientifically. Not one little neuron synapting together to another neuron, minus the myelin sheath. Now, I know I'm getting kind of elemental there. But the bottom line is this, they don't even know what they're talking about when they talk about sustainability, climate change, global warming. It's all pseudoscience. When I used to teach biological sciences and chemistry and all that, I used to talk about the pseudoscience, the false sciences that permeate society. And we've got one of the biggest ones right now, this climate change. How's that working out? Listen, I asked a question the night I was in Morgan Hill. We had 13 counties represented in Morgan Hill at a town hall. 13 counties of New California. 13. Did I say 13? Let me say it again. 13 counties represented in a small room. And I asked the question. Have you ever seen climate change start a fire? But, you know, you listen to folks like Jerry Brown. When you take a listen to him, he's, oh, sustainability. It's climate change that starts the fires. It's climate change fires. And you're thinking, wow, that climate change, it gets around and starts fires. Well, that indicates something. It's really pseudoscientific. It's called spontaneous generation. It's a theory that was always around back in the days when science and religion were both struggling with one another about how things just pop up and they become alive. I know, it's not the Adam and Eve story per se. But people would actually look around and say, oh my God, I see some shells over there, and those shells must have, they've come alive, they're alive! They came out of mud, so they spontaneously generated themselves. It's kind of like fires. People want you to make that leap, that all these fires out here in California in particular, I don't know why. Oh, did you notice that by fire, only California is experiencing climate change? And in fact, if you take a look at California and take a look at the borders of New California, it's all New California. Burn, baby, burn. I wonder why that is. But, you know, these fires just don't spontaneously generated. Now, I understand how you can get spontaneous fires, spontaneous combustion. You can actually do that. But I don't think you can get spontaneous combustion on windy, windy days, and you get fires instantaneously, in the case of Sonoma, Santa Rosa, 64 fires in less than an hour. Gee, really? Yeah. 64 fires in less than an hour. You see, you just don't get these level of fires spontaneously generated. And very few of these fires are caused by natural catastrophe, such as lightning strikes. And that's, listen, if you're in the forest and you get a lightning strike, you better watch out because, yes, you can get fires from that. That's common. But it's kind of interesting. You go to Cal Fire or these other places and you check it out and say, how did that fire start? Under investigation. For years, they're under investigation. That sort of indicates something else to me. I don't know about you. That maybe these fires are set deliberately. It's not climate change. It's not spontaneous generation. They're deliberately set. And we've heard rumors from this. We've had people in our own sources tell us this. This is what goes on. You see, because they figured out they can get a lot of money. And it's called disaster capitalism. And it's being exercised right now in a pretty little burned-out town called Paradise. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
some of the sounds of the riots in France, a day ago. Oop. Things kind of exploding off in the distance. Let's see if I can get you some of the sound here. Champs-Élysées. People are protesting the fuel price hike. Gee, I wonder why. Carbon tax, right? Carbon tax. Protesters smash and kill mission in French capital. I guess, I don't know about smash and kill. But everybody's got their yellow vests on. Their yellow vests are on. There's all kind of, ooh, explosions and things like that. The French are taking it out on Macron. On Macron. You can probably hear a little bit of this. There you go. Oh, there's a big crowd here. There's a big crowd. They're just all over. They're ubiquitous. The yellow vests are ubiquitous. Now, what are they protesting? Uh-oh. Flashbangs. I think they're fireworks or anything else at this point. Doesn't seem to be any skirmishing going on. We'll go to another part of the video and see what else is happening. Yeah. Riots for certain. There we go. Tear gas, all that. So, what this is, I'm gonna read to you some of the, sorry about that little noise there. Some of the stuff that goes on here. At least some of these are some of the support French people. They're fighting for democracy. Shame on these policy on these police. How can they stand behind Macron? It won't be long before the UK starts yellow jackets. We the people have had enough. See, this is, by the way, the UK has been donning yellow jackets. I just thought I'd let you know, because you see this globalist agenda 21 business. It's, well, the people over there have had enough. It's just kind of the way it is. The protest stands behind because it's not about fuel. Media blackout in the USA. That's correct. That's the reason why we're starting the show off right now at this point. Because there's a media blackout going on here in the United States. Nowhere can you... it's really difficult. I know I was listening this morning as I was doing all the work in the show prep for today. And a lot of people yelling and screaming. They even have a Santa Claus out there. Oh, my God. He's in red with a yellow vest around his arm. Obviously, standing in solidarity. People with their helmets on. They've got their... backpacks in front to protect them from being shot by the rubber bullets and all the riot. I'm just giving you a little bit of play-by-play. I feel like a play-by-play commentator right now. Uh-oh. They're looking at the tear gas. Incoming. Uh-oh, more incoming. They're just kind of milling around right now. They're not being destructive or anything like that. And we don't... Listen, by the way, we do not support violence in any way, shape, or form, or destruction of property or anything like that. We think in the United States of America, we have a different way of doing things, smooth transitions of government and things like that. I don't know, some people might want to riot, but that's not going to be the case. We aren't going to be doing any of that stuff. But let's check in, just quickly, let's check in. Now, keep in mind, the European Union was formed back in the late 80s, early 90s. In this union of countries, how's that working out for everybody? Well, there's a contagion going on economically throughout all of Europe. It's not really, the European Union financially has not been a stable place. Let's just sort of get that together. And for those of you that are challenged by the geography of all this, let me put it into this is Europe now. You go across the Atlantic. You get into Great Britain, okay, which is an island nation. Ooh. People are just milling around. They're being shot at. That's just not... I don't know why that's going on. But a lot of yellow jackets, I'm telling you. It's a sea of them. Anyway, but Great Britain is an island nation. It's separated from France and Germany and everybody else. But some of the countries that are in Europe, just so you know, Portugal, Spain, France... Germany, the Netherlands, Sweden, Switzerland, Italy. Okay, just to name a few, those are the basic ones. And you've also got other, you know, countries as well. You've got the Czech Republic, Slovakia, and so on. Those are all part of the European area. And Poland, of course. These are part of the European world out there. And a lot of these countries have gotten wrapped up in the European Union. That was the big thing back in the 80s and 90s. Let's all be one big union over there. Kind of like the United States. It will break down the borders. There you go. There you have it. No borders. And then we'll bring in our own new laws for the European Union, which will supersede your own country's laws that you've had on the books for hundreds of years. How's that working out for them today? Not really, really well. Certainly not for Macron. And then they adopted the United Nations Agenda 21 just to go along with it. Sustainability. Get rid of that carbon footprint. And then we can just tax the snot out of you, right? Kind of like California, over-regulation, over-taxation, and of course, what's happening in France right now is the same thing that's happening in California. It's the template. It's the same. But they did not expect this, the globalists. The globalists are in charge of California. At least they think they are. They're the ones that we're struggling against in New California and the rest of the state of California. They are the ones we're struggling against. That's why it's pretty, for all of us in the New California State Movement, by the way, I spoke to representatives of 13 counties on Saturday. The YouTube is coming up right now as we speak. 13 counties were represented at this meeting in Morgan Hill, California. And everybody in that room got it. That's why we all put on yellow vests in support of what? Well, the French people. And we're certainly not advocating violence. That's not the way at all. We'll be reading our grievances tomorrow in yellow vest, in tribute to them, in solidarity. I'll tell you what, it's pretty obvious that what's going on in France is exactly what's going on in California. Overregulation, overtaxation, constant laws being thrown at you. You don't know which way to go. And so, of course, the gas tax is what did it. Macron did it, and so did Jerry Brown, right? And, of course, they rigged the election system in California, and guess what? They got it. People, by the way, in France and in Great Britain. Are you ready for this? This is just devastating to the left. What have they been chanting? In fact, I'm looking at some of the video players, some of the comments here, the chat room on this one video. People are saying, calling for Trump, 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 Trump. See, he's the anti-globalist. That's why this is all happening like this. People don't want to admit that, but it's true. Trump is the anti-globalist. And they recognize it over in Europe that he is, who he is. And that's why they're saying no to Macron. No Macron for you. We don't want Macron here in France. And here's a good demonstration of it right now with this crowd. Large crowd, several thousand people gathered here. Just in this one video clip that I know all throughout Paris and all throughout. I mean, the French are very creative. I don't know if it was Macron's residence or something. But they had this big, huge oil tanker being drawn by a tractor. And they had a big, huge hose attached to the back of it. Oil in it. And they were spraying the front of this beautiful building with oil. Wonder what they meant by that. I mean, so maybe that's why Macron left. He just didn't like the oil in his house. Just the way they roll over there in Europe, isn't it? Don't spray my house. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, 821R.com, and also NewCaliforniaState.com.
Hello,
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Let's see. France 24. Now, Drudge is kind of pulling it up. It's kind of sheepishly by Drudge, I might add. The big news is, I know, it's all breaking in Washington. Adam Schiff is going to put President Trump in jail. It says, as it happened, more than 1,000 arrested in Paris yellow vest protest yesterday. Updated on 9... What? It can't be 9/12. Date created. I think this is... Oh, I see. They're doing this sort of thing. Text. This is from December 8th. Thank you. Jeez. The pictures are anyway. Businesses, museum, and other attractions in French capital had shuttered on Saturday in anticipation of the violent new clashes during the Christmas shopping season. Oh, boy. Merry Christmas to you. Paris and other French cities, including Bordeaux, Lyon, and Toulouse, saw significant clashes between protesters and the police. About 120 protesters, 20 law enforcement individuals were, of course, injured. 1,400 people were arrested. French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe called the dialogue called for dialogue and said President Emmanuel Macron would soon be proposing measures to nourish the dialogue and rebuild national unity. To nourish the dialogue. Break out the baby food, right? Gonna nourish the dialogue. And rebuild national unity. Oh, how, whoa, whoa, whoa! There's that word national unity. Nationalism. Emmanuel Macron. Macron. No wonder they're chanting Trump, Trump, Trump in Paris. No wonder. You're using that word. Sinful. Sinful. Nationalism. Brother. This is from France 24. We'll be tracking yellow vest protesters across France this weekend. Stay tuned. All right, we're going to stay tuned. We're going to check out this YouTube of Stay Tuned and see what happens.
A long way from the Champs-Élysées, these Gilets Jaunes protesters remain mobilized. They've taken over this motorway toll booth and offering drivers free passage.
So, they're allowing cars to go through. Yeah, they've taken over the toll booths, trucks and everything. They're just kind of going through.
Technical college, one of the group's organizers.
The gilets jaunes that you see in the streets, they're mainly middle class. And they're being bled dry financially. The wealth gap is getting wider. And we've reached a point where there are the very rich and the very poor. And more people are slipping into poverty.
It's not about whether we're happy with this. It's about finding a solution. That's the most important thing.
Retired Gérard is in charge of collecting the tickets. He's stayed well away from the demos in Paris. We count up how much they're worth and photograph it. One day, perhaps, we'll send the bill to Macron. Chloe and Sabrina have braved the rain and tear gas in the capital.
We don't need crumbs. We want a whole baguette. We need to eat.
Merci, monsieur.
Interesting drawings on their vests.
Now we're going into a terrible time of year because we can't afford Christmas presents for our kids. I'm 51, and it's like we're going back to the time when my dad gave us an orange and some cheese for Christmas. That's what we're back to. It's terrible.
The police haven't intervened. As they leave at the end of their shift, they tell the protesters it's time to do the same. The Gilets Jaunes walk off happy with their haul of tickets.
So what they've done here is the police were actually enabling this. They were standing side by side with the protesters, the police.
Peanuts roundabout near Montargis, 120 kilometers south of Paris.
Oh, roundabout.
It's been in the hands of the Gilets Jaunes since November the 17th, when protests against the planned fuel price hike began.
It's on the N7 highway, which is known as the Holiday Road. People back in the day used to take it on a Friday night to go and spend the weekend in Marseille. We can't do that anymore because it costs 350 euros. So it's impossible when you barely earn three times that much.
This shelter is base camp. Thomas and Virginie are in charge of logistics. Both work, but say they're no longer able to make ends meet. They say they've found a sense of community here.
We wondered how many people would come here on the first day. Would there be any solidarity? Real solidarity between all the races, all the religions, the united France we've always wanted to see. And on the 17th of November, there were 1,700 of us. So we understood that, yes, solidarity still exists.
People here say their purchasing power has nosedived, and there's resentment over the president's abolition of a tax on the wealthy. In an area where people depend on their vehicles, the planned fuel tax rise was a step too far.
That was the final straw. We were already drowning in taxes, and with that, we just wouldn't be able to cope anymore. Then the government agreed to freeze the tax, but that was just an attempt to shut us up.
Thomas and Virginie live 15 kilometers from Montargis, both working regular hours, and they say it's a constant struggle to make ends meet.
We just use one in two light bulbs. If it's cold, we try just to use that heater and leave the doors open for the bedrooms. We try to save on everything.
This morning, before heading to the roundabout, they check their accounts.
Of course we should pay tax. But it's too much. It's over the top.
They get rid of the tax on the rich and then make us pay. Something's not right.
Something's not right.
Why do they get rid of the tax on the wealthy? We're really struggling. The people on 1,000, 1,200 euros. Once we've paid the bills, there's nothing left.
Thomas and Virginie have decided to protest in Paris. They say violence has become a necessary evil.
If it had just been us Gilets Jaunes at the protests, we'd have been tear-gassed and gone in 20 minutes, and everybody would have forgotten about us. It's hard to say this, really difficult to say, but the fact that there were vandals meant that we were noticed. It's really bad that it's come to that, but the reality is that it's because of them that people are talking about us.
Montargis is a typical medium-sized French town. Unemployment here stands at 12%. In the run-in to Christmas, trade is slow. The mayor's concerned, with business owners complaining about the impact of the Gilets Jaunes blockades.
It's affected all of my shops, and profits are down 20 to 25%. And 50% in the one closest to the roundabout. I understand their suffering, but they're punishing the wrong people. I don't know who they should go after, but it shouldn't be us. We work, we employ people, and create wealth. We're the ones who make the system work, and we're being strangled.
I've asked the Interior Minister to create roundabouts so that people aren't scared anymore. There's a psychological impact when you see the tires and pallets burning. Tents and the Gilets Jaunes, people wonder what's going to happen.
The protests have knocked 30% off trade in the town centre. Back at the camp, we meet Clément. He left his home in the Alps to help here and has become the group's PR man.
This is wrapping paper. We make the vests and write messages on them. We're not giving up. In English, Portuguese, German, Italian, Turkish. This goes beyond Montargis. I came here for human contact. So many social links have been lost since small local bars, bakers and shops have shut down. They've all been replaced by big chains. Here you can come and end up being friends with someone you only met 2 hours ago. Here somebody wrote the Sixth Republic on one of these vests. They were right. That's what needs to happen. Something new. Something's going to change, but we don't know what it is.
C'est bien ça la magie de la chose. C'est qu'on ne sait pas ce que c'est.
Come and eat if you're hungry.
No.
Maybe there's not enough for everyone. We should think of those who are struggling.
Is solidarity important?
Yes, very important.
We won't tell your boss.
They support us.
Did they sign the petition?
They're kind. There were three of them in the car and they signed. That warms my heart.
Well, you know, the French have their ways, and French revolutions go back to the whole history of France, en France, and revolution, of course, the revolution of 1776. Hello. Pretty important in United States history, France was. They were our ally to break away from Great Britain, you know. And it's kind of interesting, these guys out there. They're protesting in the roundabout. Now, you know how they want European-style roundabouts in America, right? And traffic calming, you know, where you have bike lanes. How did those bike lanes work out in Paradise, California? Where they provided a choke point for cars trying to escape a raging inferno. And people died in their cars because of it. Little Agenda 21 in Paradise, right?
Whatever becomes of the Gilets Jaunes, they've taken a nation by surprise and rocked its government.
Gilets Jaunes. The protest in France. The protest in France. And it's going to get worse for France and the rest of the European Union. You know, you've already got Greece that's flaring up. Spain has kind of recovered. They cut their expenses. You know, it's kind of interesting. I had a conversation yesterday at breakfast about this with some people. And it was very, very interesting because they were talking about how Spain, it used to be back in the day for the European Union, our own Chris Street was calling out and saying, look, you know, you got the pigs. They're a real, real economic drag on the rest of the European Union. This is at the time when Brexit was going to happen. See, don't forget about Brexit. Brexit was the British Isles' exit from the European Union. As we talked about Brexit and all the things that went on there, basically what it was Great Britain, which used to be a great empire, right, got really sick and tired of being drained economically by the rest of the other countries of the European Union. When they formed their economic ties together with the euro dollar, or the euro, some economies were better than others. And those that were really good, guess what? Yes, you spread the wealth, don't you, in socialism? The British got a little bit tired of spreading their wealth, and so they said Brexit. We want an autonomous country back again. We don't want to be part of this European Union, which is a socialist nightmare. A globalist Agenda 21 nightmare. So Nigel Farage puts up a proposition to the British people, and he wins. They said, yes, we want out of the European Union. Here's their problem. After 30-some years of European Union, you had a population, especially from 20s to 30s to 40s, who did not understand capitalism and free market enterprise. They understood socialism. And that's a problem for them today. And, of course, then there's Theresa May, who has decided, well, she's going to negotiate a deal, an exit from the European Union. But guess what? We're going to keep a whole bunch of strings attached to the European Union. See, when the European Union came along, they did away with all their own laws. And, you know, each country did. They had to comply and comport with the European Union. And as a result, their own laws became out the window. Immigration, anyone? You know, when you take a look at this and you really kind of understand what's going on, it's not just the economy and raising gas taxes. These people are fighting for, against the immigration policies of Merkel and others. They don't like it. Their jobs are being taken by other people. Or their jobs are just being absented from France. Especially in the middle class. That's what this whole struggle was. You were just they were describing on French 24 just now. These families that have nothing. And here in California, it's the same way. We run into business owners. We run into people all the time when they take a look at their checkbook and say, wait a minute, I'm paying 47 cents out of each dollar to the state of California. What's wrong with that picture? These are the conversations that are really shaking up California. That's why there's New California. We are the alternative. We will get rid of the tyranny and the tyrant in Sacramento. It's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing as what we're seeing in California as what we're seeing in France. France is the precursor. It's not going to go away anytime soon. No matter how much here in the United States they censor the media, we're still going to be able to get this information to people. And again, once again, it's the new stream media. It's the alternative media that is bringing you these facts about Europe. The fake news is here. They don't want you to know this. Why? Because they're in charge. The globalists are in charge of the media. It's real simple. And it doesn't work out for them. Now they can attack Donald Trump at will, right? At will. Think they can get away with it. Even though, which is just hysterical, they're chanting Trump, 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 Trump in France and also in Great Britain. See, they get it. They understand what's going on there. The globalists are trying to destroy them. And the middle class is the first to go, and now the middle class is revolting in France. I guess the question is, where's the revolt in California? It's New California. New California is that symbol of revolt against the globalist in California. It started, it's California's got it, and you all in the rest of the country have got it too. If we don't stop it here, it's going to come to you right now. Instantly, the globalists will win, and that's not what we're going to let them do. And they don't play fair. They don't play well in the sandbox, do they? Woolsey Fire, Paradise Fire, Orville Dam, debacle. They don't play fair in the sandbox. It's time to get them out of the boxes, actually. That sand is ours. Anyway. Got a lot of this hour's gone. What happened to this hour? What is wrong with the picture here? So many things to talk about. Anyway, visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And we've got a lot of things on that website also, and you want to check out all the things and all the stories that we've got developing on newcaliforniastate.com and also a21r.com. All the stuff that we're talking about today is listed up there, or most of the articles anyway are listed up there. Most of the topics are listed up there on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, we're going to come back here in the next segment. We're going to end off the hour, so stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow.
My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Kind of interesting. John Kelly, apparently not a happy camper, leaving the White House. It says, John Kelly angrily humiliates.
And the word of the week, courtesy of Special Counsel Robert Mueller, is synergy. A word Merriam-Webster defines as combined operation or a collaboration. And collaboration, by the way, just
whatever this is,
synonym for...
Wait for resigning.
It. Collusion, which of course is at the heart of Robert Mueller's investigation into whether the Trump campaign worked with, collaborated with, colluded with Russia to interfere in the 2016 election. Right, back to synergy. This week, Robert Mueller revealed for the first time Russians were interested in establishing some synergy with the Trump campaign as early as 2015, when Cohen, quote, spoke with a Russian national who claimed to be a trusted person in the Russian Federation who could offer the campaign political synergy and synergy on a government level.
Oh, I'm shocked. There it is, the smoking gun. The smoking gun. Anyway. A lot of things going on. Stay with us for the rest of Agenda 21 Radio. And by the way, remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com for Agenda 21 Radio. And also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future. I wonder why. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.